every year we have a lot of laws, like harassment laws, fraternization laws, and every single year in the military, they present you with training. You have to get recertified in these things. You have to, they show you what harassment is. You go through a harassment course, and then you sign it at the end and say, okay, I understand now. You take a little test, and you say, I understand what harassment is. Well, every year they actually give us homosexual training, and it's not as fun as it sounds. Homosexual training in the military is they show you all the things you can't do, and if you, again, disclose to anybody at any time, if you hold hands with somebody of the same sex, you have violated the don't ask, don't tell policy. If you dance closely with somebody of the same sex, if you are intimate with somebody of the same sex, your same gender, you have violated this policy. And they also tell us, hey, if you know anybody who's doing these things, make sure that you report them. So it was really hard. Every single year, I felt like for 12 years, I basically gave up a little bit of my soul every single time I had to write my name below that policy. Because you not only have to say that, hey, I'm aware of this, but you have to say that you condone it. It's okay. It's all right. I'm okay with this policy. Well, I wasn't okay with it. I was not okay with that at all because I saw other people who weren't quite as lucky as me. I had a troop, and he was very much in the closet. Nobody knew he was gay. He was trying to be straight at work. He talked about girls all the time. Guys took him out to whorehouses and stuff, you know, threw him prostitutes and stuff like that, you know, guy stuff, very moral stuff, not immoral stuff like, you know, monogamous homosexual relationships or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So this dude, you know, he's very much in the closet, and people, they wouldn't have accepted it. If he had said, hey, I'm gay, they probably wouldn't have accepted it because he developed this whole facade, you know, of himself being this, you know, carousing straight guy. Well, he comes to me, and I didn't even know the dude was gay. And he comes to me, and I was the token gay chick because, you know, I was the only one that, you know, that would bring my girlfriend in there. And, I mean, you know, everybody knew I was gay. Good Lord. I mean, the base commander knew I was gay, for Pete's sake. Mm-hmm. So this dude comes to me.
Where were you at?
I was in Japan mm-hmm. at this time. And kid comes to me. He's one of my troops. I actually was the station manager of TV and radio. And I was a news anchor person. So I was like the highest person at the command. And so he comes to me and he says, you know, I got a problem. And I said, what? And he told me that he felt like pretty sure he had an STD. And it was in his butt region. And I said, oh, man, you know, I didn't even know you were gay. And he says, yeah, I don't know what to do because if I go to the doctor, they're going to see what I've been doing, and then I'm going to get busted, probably. And if he went off base, he could go to a Japanese hospital off base. But when you go, that's actually against the law because we're not actually supposed to take, like, foreign medicine because sometimes they put stuff in it that, you know, American pharmacies don't put in medicine, you know, like codeine and stuff. So if we have an emergency and we're off base and we have to go to a foreign medical facility, we have to report that back to our chain of command. We have to report that back to our medical facility and take all our paperwork and show it to them. So I knew if I told this kid, you know, it'd been different if we'd been in the States, but being overseas, I didn't really know what to tell him because if he went off base, he's violating a law by not reporting what medical treatment he received. If he goes on base, they're probably going to turn him in. I didn't even know. I couldn't even answer that, you know. I told him actually to go off base and not tell. And then I felt like such a, you know, a crap hole because I thought, I just told this kid to break the law. I told this kid to violate military policy, mm-hmm. you know, because I was afraid he'd get kicked out if he went. And he probably got, you know, he really didn't even follow up with me later. But the Japanese hospitals weren't as good as the American ones. He probably had to pay a fortune to go, and he probably didn't get the care, the level of care that he would have gotten on base. And, you know, I may have put his health at risk by telling him to go off base. And I certainly put his career at risk, because if anybody found out what he was doing, then they would have kicked him out for that. But I didn't know what to tell him. I couldn't tell him to be honest, because it may not have worked out for him mm-hmm. like it did for me. So, you know, it was some occasions like that, you know, and having to sign that policy every year to say, yeah, I'm okay with this policy. Sure, treat me like a second-class citizen. I'm fine with that. You know, I mean, it's just those little things year by year that, you know, I just decided, you know, I'm too good for this. I'm one of the best sailors in the whole damn office. You know, that's why I got these awards all over my desk. And, you know, if somebody wants to turn me in, they can. Everybody in this whole office has that power to do that. You know, it's ridiculous. A guy that I worked with, he was my boss. He knew I was gay. And we went to a party, a bunch of us, and he hit on me. And I told him, I said, you know, it's no offense to you, but, you know, I'm gay. You know that. And he's like, yeah, but, I know a lot of women who change. And I said, well, I ain't one of those. You know, I don't know where they are, but, you know, you can't change me, believe me. God couldn't change me. I know you ain't going to do it. So he threatened to turn me in because I wouldn't go to bed with him. And I told him, I said, go ahead and turn me in. You go do that, you know. I'm still going to come out at the right end of this. Even if I get kicked out, I'm still right, and you're still wrong. So if you want to do that and you still feel good about yourself, go ahead and do it. And he didn't do it. But, I mean, it's always that. It's always that concern. And I just thought, you know, I've been in this too long to be condoning this policy. I'm a leader now, and I have to tell my troops, go off base and get inferior medical care, you know, because you can't go on base and tell them that you're gay and you've had gay sex. And it's, you know, I did not believe in the policy. I could no longer sign on to it.